Medicine returns for a powerful new season.
Our role is being there on someone's worst day.
It can also be a really tough place to work.
Step onto the front line with First Nations medical practitioners.
You had a fall, did you?
With unprecedented access.
You can't control what's going to happen next.
The series reveals how modern medicine and cultural knowledge work together to deliver better care.
That's a pretty beautiful thing to be part of.
Our Medicine. Stream now on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Experts say the lawsuit against Meta and YouTube is a first crack in the dam that could eventually lead to tighter regulation of social media platforms. On Wednesday, a California jury awarded millions of dollars in damages to a 20-year-old woman after deciding that Meta and YouTube designed their platforms to hook young users without concern for their well-being. Snapchat parent company Snap Inc. and TikTok were also included in the lawsuit, but settled for undisclosed sums before the trial. A day earlier, a New Mexico jury handed a $375 million US dollar penalty to Meta after determining the company knowingly harmed children's mental health and concealed what it knew about child sexual exploitation on its platforms. In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, we hear from Mark Stevens. He's a specialist in international, appellate and complex litigation and who works at the Howard Kennedy Law Firm.
I mean, this isn't about content, it's about design. The algorithm is a product. They don't just sell temptation. They built a machine that manufactures compulsion. And we've always monetized human weakness, but we've never automated it at this scale. So this verdict isn't really about Facebook or Google. It's about whether you can use a system to profit from something you know is harmful, so long as you say users choose it. And the jury's accepted that this case turns on product design, not on user speech. The platforms weren't found liable for what people posted, but for how engagement algorithms were engineered to maximize the use despite internal knowledge of harm and without adequate warning. And that's classic consumer protection logic applied to a digital product.
So why is this decision important?
This is something of a bellwether verdict. It's the first crack in the dam. The courts are explicitly treated this as a design defect case, not content moderation fight, not sidestepping long-standing immunity agreements. That opens the door to hundreds, potentially thousands of similar claims already queued in the US courts, the European courts, and around the world. And history tells us what happens next? One verdict becomes a pattern and then regulation follows.
Why are we so addicted to social media?
I think this one is that human instincts don't really change. It's the technology that exploits them that has. And the desire for validation, connection, and a fear of missing out is just ancient. It's in our DNA almost. What's new is that a small number of companies have now got the computational power to test, refine, and weaponize those base human instincts continuously, including on children. And the jury in this case accepted evidence that executives knew that and carried on and adapted algorithms to make them more compulsive. I think this is very like the sort of tobacco suits that we saw, only in this case, they didn't just sell cigarettes. They built the machine that made you smoke. And, this technology is modern. It's the manipulation that isn't. And this is what consumer protection looks like in an algorithmic age. I think where we're going after this is that design, not content, is going to rule. Legislators now have a choice to act early with clear design safety standards for platforms, or they can let the courts reshape this piecemeal, case by case, child by child. And that verdict, I think, makes nothing is no longer neutral.
Our Medicine returns for a powerful new season.
Our role is being there on someone's worst day.
It can also be a really tough place to work.
Step onto the front line with First Nations medical practitioners.
You had a fall, did you?
With unprecedented access.
You can't control what's going to happen next.
The series reveals how modern medicine and cultural knowledge work together to deliver better care.
That's a pretty beautiful thing to be part of.
Our Medicine. Stream now on SBS On Demand.